The Bureau of Land Management is planning to do a quick field season at the Red Devil Mine to try to stop the large tailings piles from eroding into Red Devil Creek. But there are more than 250,000 cubic yards of contaminated ground at the site. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
Red Devil Creek runs right past the abandoned mine site, where leached metals like mercury, arsenic, and antimony enter the water system and make their way towards the Kuskokwim. Earlier projects have plugged old mining shafts and removed barrels of chemicals, but the biggest legacy of 40 years of mining is the rocks and dirt. Those continue to leach into the watershed, according to Mike McCrum, the Red Devil project manager.
We're looking at the groundwater, we're looking at sediments in the creek, and then we're looking at the large piles of tailings that are on site that were left by the mining operation. And we're looking at those three different media in different ways because they each present their own set of problems.
Four site-wide cleanup alternatives under consideration address each of those areas of concern. The first option is to take no action. The second option puts an 8-foot-high fence all around the site to keep people and wildlife out. The third option actually addresses the tailings and moves them to higher ground in an on-site repository,
which is sort of like a landfill. You know, we would prepare the ground, we would put them all in one place, we would cover them with some kind of material that would help prevent snowmelt and rainfall from infiltrating into the pile and leaching metals, and then we would probably monitor that, you know, over a period of time to make sure that the cover is doing what needs to be done.
The fourth and most extensive option involves digging up the tailings and shipping them all to the lower 48 for disposal in a special facility. The BLM hopes to have the feasibility study done by next summer. It's currently making the rounds in a multi-agency, in-depth analysis.
You know, these are documents that BLM is developing with its contractor, but then it's extensively reviewed by the EPA, by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, by the Alaska Department.
And so on. The BLM would next turn the studies into a proposed plan and bring that for public input before the final record of decision and work could go ahead. That could still be a number of years. I'm Ben Matheson.